Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Ketuv Mem Ches, mitzvah 448. As we continue in Parshas Re'eh, we are up to the seventh out of eight mitzvos in this one pasuk. Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Zayin. Again, probably the most chock-full pasuk in the entire Torah. The Torah tells us many types of Isuri Achila, not eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, not eating Bechor, certain Karbanos outside of Yerushalayim. Yesterday's mitzvah was not eating a Karban Ola, period. Because a Karban Ola is Kulo Kalil, it has to be burned. We spoke about maybe misplaced extremism is the message of that mitzvah. V'chol Nadarecha Asher Tidar. Now we're up to the next word, V'nidvo Secha. What is the word v'nidvo secha to? Also, you can't eat nidavos, certain types of items, in a certain way. So what is that referring to? So Chazal, again, read between the lines and say this is referring to eating a karban before its zrikas hadam takes place. Before I'm zorik the dam, as we know, there are four avodos of a behema. Shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. I shech the animal, I catch the blood, then I walk the blood over to the mizbeach, and then I do the zrika. The zrika is the mechaper element of the avoda. After I do zrika, is the basar then mutter to be eaten. I burn the chalav on the mizbeach, but the zrikas hadam is what matirs the basar to be eaten. So, says the Torah, that's what's referring to. You can't eat nidvosecha. You can't eat these animals, these karbanos, before you do zrikas hadam with its blood. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo le'achol shum davar mi besar kachim kalim, kodem zrikas damim. One is not allowed to eat any piece of the meat, of the flesh, of kachim kalim before zrikas hadam. What are kachim kalim? V'kachim kalim ain't kamo toda v'shlamim v'chayel sibohen. They're toda and shlamim, all the lower level sanctified karbanos. As it says in the fifth parak in Zvachim, as we'll see soon, Bezos Hashem. V'yalzeh ne'amar lo sucha lecha b'sharecha v'nidvo secha. The word nidava, shepirusho, ki'ilu amar, as if it said, lo sucha lecho nidvo secha. One cannot eat, you cannot eat your nidavas. V'yomer ba'ali ha-kabbalah, what did we learn? Lo abba ha-kasuv, elo la'ochel toda v'shlamim lefez rikas adam. Good. If you look in the Rambam is clear, and the Chinuch must think this also, this iser doesn't only apply to kachet kalim. Well, eating kachet kachet before zrika is allowed, that's also aser. The point is, it's even kachet kalim. So this really is the iser of eating karbanos before zrikas hadam. The Rambam's lashon in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos is, kal ha'ochel kezayis mibsara kachim, afilu kachim kalim, kodem zrikas damim. Any karban, kachi kachim, and even kachi kalim. So it's not only kachi kalim. Loki gets malchus. If I eat a carbon, I might think, you know, I did everything I was supposed to do. I shechted it in the base of Mikdash. It's done, but I can't wait. Right? Doesn't matter. Loki, you get malchus. If you eat it before, as you get Saddam. Shneamar, lotucha lechol b'sharecha, matar degancha, v'nidvo secha. Klomar, lotucha lechol b'nidvo secha, b'sharecha, kodem shezorkin dama m'sharei amakom, before you do that. Mipi ha-shmua lamdu, and here the Rambam says, shezu ashara lo'ochel toda, o shlamim, kodem zrikas damim, v'huadim l'shar kachim. Right, nidava, why does the Chinuch say kachi kalim? Because that's the only thing that could be a nidava. There's no kachi kachim besides ola, which we already discussed, but the other kachi kachim, chatas and asham, so those you can't be noded, you can't volunteer those. That's why we talk about a shlamim and a toda, which can be volunteered. But the ikur mitzvah applies to all karbanos, not only kachi kalim. That's what the Rambam says. V'odim l'shar kachim, bein kalim, bein chamurim. He even adds, v'hav Shisha dvarim shebetoda shehem. There are six parts of a carbon toda. The Gemara talks about this. We know the toda is brought with loaves, 40 loaves. But he says, if you all the parts of the toda combine, the chelev and the basar and the flour and the oil and the wine and the lechem, they're all mitztaref to a kezayis to violate this iser. So this is the Rambam kachi kachim and kachi kalim. Before we get into the discussion of the Mishnah Lamelech, we haven't mentioned it in a while, and that is to remember some of the differences between kachi kachim and kachi kalim. Again, every karbon has its own unique qualities, but there are some differences that apply to all kachi kachim and kachi kalim. Remember, kachi kachim are ola, chatas, asha, mincha. Those are all kachi kachim. Kachi kalim are shlamim. That is the model kachi kalim. There's one shlamim that is kachi kachim. It's coming up next week. That's the kivsei atzeres, the shlamim that is brought with the shtei halechem on Shavuos. That's the only Shlomim that's Tzibur, that comes from the brought on behalf of the Tzibur. It's also the only one that's Kachi Kachim. So that's the only one. But other than that, Shlomim is the symbol of Kachi Kalim. Toda is a kind of Shlomim. Karban Pesach is a kind of Shlomim. Those are all Kachi Kalim. So what are the differences, Lamaisa? So, number one, the place where you shecht it. Kachi Kachim have to be shechted on the north side of the Azara. The north side, meaning the north of the Mizbeach. Doesn't have to be directly north, but it could be northeast. But either way, north of the Mizbeach. The Meshech Chachmin, Parshas Vayikra, discusses what the message of that. Why does that have to be on the north side? He connects it to Tzafun. Tzafon is like Tzafun, relating to the Akedah, and Yitzchak's ashes are hidden. So that's Kachi Kachim. Kachi Kalim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Right, that's Mefurish Mishnah in Ezel Makoman, the fifth parak in Zvachim. The Torah teaches us, Shchitasan Batzafon, talking about Chatas, and the Chatos Pnimios is always Shchitas Matzafon. Seir Rosh Chodesh, or the Ola, Shchitas Matzafon. Shalmi Tzibur, that's what we just said, V'yashamos. All the Ashamos, Shchitas Matzafon. Then you get to Kashi Kalim, Shchitas B'chomachim Bazara. Kashi Kalim, anywhere in the Azara. It's got to be in the Azara, or else it's Shchute Chutz. But anywhere in the Azara, one is allowed to shech Kashi Kalim. Number one. Number two, where are you allowed to eat them? Where can you eat these karbanos? So, what do you have by chatas? What do you have by asham? Torah tells us, v'ne'achalan lifnim minaklaim. Have to be inside the curtains, inside the azara. Right? Or some of the rooms that are on the edge of the azara also has the kedusha. But an ola obviously is not eaten. But by an asham and by chataos, right? All the meat is eaten in the klaim, in the azara. Number two, where is eaten? Number three, who's allowed to eat it? Also, Kachi Kalim are only Zichrei Kahuna. The Kohanim are not allowed to give Kachi Kachim to their wives. Right? Even if their wives come into the Azara, they're not allowed to give it. So, it has to be in the north, and it has to be eaten in the Azara, and it's only to Zichrei Kahuna. Mashenki, when it comes to Kachi Kalim, Kohanim are allowed to share it with their wives. And Yisrael can eat Kachi Kalim. Right? Parts of the Shlomim are eaten by Yisrael too. Right? How many Zrikos? That depends on every carbon. Achatas has four zrikos, in Ola and in Asham have two zrikos opposite each other, Shtaim Shein Arba, a Shlomim has even, right, where's the Lashon? Toda ve'el Nazar, Kasham Kalim, a Toda ve'el Nazar has two that are four, Shlomim has two that are four, Bechar Meister Pesach only have one, so all the different, how many zrikos doesn't specifically reflect the difference between Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim. But, again, who eats it, and where it's eaten, and where it's shechted are three of the main differences between Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim. Fine, let's get back to our issue. So again, today's mitzvah is the issur of eating basar, the meat of a karban before Zrikas Adam. Asks the Mishnah Lamelech. It's interesting. The Rambam does not mention karban mincha. As we know, by a karban mincha, there's parallel for avodos. We know a lot of Meseches Menachos is parallel to Meseches Zvachim. The first Mishnah in Menachos is parallel to the first Mishnah in Zvachim. We know by a karban mincha, what are the avodas? So, I have all of the flour in a bowl. I do kmitza. Kmitza is like shchita. The Kohen puts his hand in and takes out flour enough under his three middle fingers. That's kmitza. And then he puts that into a kli. Kiddush b'kli. That's like kabbalas adam. Then he walks that to the mizbeach and he burns the komets on the mizbeach. That's like zrikas adam, the burning of the komets. And only after that is the rest, the remainder of the Karban Mincha, allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim. Right, this is Kachi Kachim. It can be eaten by the male Kohanim. If a Kohen himself brings a Karban Mincha, we already learned that in Parshas Vayikra, that Seir Vayikra and Tzav, that a Kohen, a Minchas Kohen, is Kula Kalil, is totally burned on the Mizbeach, nothing is eaten. But, asks the Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes this in Oz Beis, he says, what happens if I eat the remainder of a Karban Mincha before I burn the Kometz on the Mizbeach? Is that similar to Zrika, eating meat before Zrika Saddam? Lo Kasav Rabbeinu, Din Shiari HaMalachas, HaMalachal Kodem Kivitzim Lokeh. Right, doesn't say a word. And even though later the contrast is, in two halachas from now, the Rambam does talk about eating the leftovers outside of the right place. So it sounds like Mashma, says the Mishnah Melech, that he left it out on purpose. She'ein malchus b'menachas b'ochal kodem k'mitza. It sounds like for the Rambam that even though there's parallel between Zvachim and Menachas, here there's not an exact parallel. You would not get malchus for eating the remainder of the Karban Mincha before Kmitza. Mikol Makom Isura Ika Filu Kodem Aktara. There's an Isser, but it's not this full Isser where one would get Malkus. That's what he suggests. And he says, even though it's not an exact parallel, Huadin Bachatos Vashamas Bachina Baila made him Oklan Basar Ashlam and Kodim Akhtara. We call Makam. What happens, he says, another question, if you're at the meat, you did the Zrika already, but you didn't do the Haktaras Emurin. So he says, there wouldn't be Malkus. Maybe it will be Aser, but it wouldn't be Malkus. But by a Karban Mincha, I don't know, the Rambam leaves it out. The Minchas Chinuch argues with the Mishnah Lamelech. The Minchas Chinuch right here, he says, I don't know, so he left it out. I don't think he should be Medaik anything, because you find another area where it's not just meat that this mitzvah applies to, right? If it was only meat, you wouldn't have a precedent. But says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam quotes in Ilchas Mechusrei Kapara, that if somebody eats from the leftover oil in the purification process of a mitzvah before the zrikos are done on the mitzvah, the seven matanos and the matan bahonos on the earlobes and on the thumbs, he gets malchus. So you see already, it doesn't have to be flesh. You don't have to have basar to eat. So if that is true, so says the Minchas Chinuch, the same should be true by a Karban Mincha as well. So it's a machlokas achronim between the Mishnah Melech and the Minchas Chinuch. If somebody eats leftovers, the shiarei mincha, which is supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim, if it's eaten by the Kohanim before haktaras hakometz, does that get malchus or not? So that is a machlokas. Good, let's continue. Misharshia mitzvah. So what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? The iser of eating a carbon too soon, eating a carbon before Zrikas Adam. Misharshia mitzvah, lasesa libenu, shiroi lanu lahaktim laolam. Whenever we have to do two things in life, we should always try to first focus on our soul and then focus on our body. Toeles nafshosenu l'toeles gufenu. First bring a toeles for our nefesh, and then bring a toeles for our soul, our guf. Bechol davar ba'olam. Right, if somebody has to run two errands, one of them is a mitzvah and one of them is not a mitzvah, it's always better to do the mitzvah one first. I have to go do a mitzvah, right? Not only because you might, who knows, if your somebody's going to happen, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. But it's always, ruchnius before gashmius. And here too, ruchnius before gashmius. What's ruchnius? I should get the kapara for my nefesh before my body enjoys the karban. Zrikas hadam is what brings kapara, along with the kohanim or ochlin, but the ultimate point of kapara are the Zrikas Adam. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch, I should make sure that's taken care of. I should make sure my soul is cleansed before I benefit my body. The Toelas Gufenu. Al-Kain, Ein Ra'ui, She-Yehaneh Aguf, Ba-Achila, Terem Zrikas Damim, She-Boyen Le-Chapar Le-Nefesh. So it's not appropriate for my body to benefit before I get kapara for my nefesh. Interesting, this idea of not focusing on my body before I focus on my soul is the same idea that's mentioned in Maseches Brachos, the Isser of eating before davening. Says the Gemara in Brachos, and Avyuda Mabez. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out eight other halachas from this pasuk of Lo Sochlo Al Adam. But there's one that's quoted here. This one's not quoted in Sanhedrin, interestingly. But it's quoted here in Brachos Yudah Mabez. My Amar of Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Mishur Ablazim Ben Yaakov. My Dechsiv Lo Sochlo Al Adam, Lo Sochlu Kodem She'atem Tispalu Al Dimchem. Don't eat before you daven for your blood. I just noticed that. Fascinating. The Lashon is Al Dimchem, on your blood. So blood is, you're right, that's the life source, dam ki adam hu anefesh. But interesting, if we're connecting it to this mitzvah, what's this mitzvah? Don't eat the karban before zrikas hadam. And the chinuch says, what's the message? Don't focus on your guf before your neshama. So maybe there's a hint to that even in the Gemara. The source of not eating before davening is don't eat before your mispalel al dimchem, because you know, you have to focus on your soul before you focus on your body. Right? The Meiri there, interestingly, says Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim also. I mean, it sounds like not just Shemona Esrei, but also Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema also should be said before one eats. Right? This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Pei Tes Siv Gimel. He talks about other things. I'm not supposed to go say hello to my friend before davening. I'm not supposed to do other things. And also Velo Le'echo Velo Lishtos. I'm not supposed to eat and drink before davening. And there's no difference here between weekday and Shabbos. Same halachas apply on Shabbos. It's a little later, so we'll see what's allowed. But lo lechav lo lishtos, avo mayim mutar lishtos kol tefila. You can take a drink of water before davening. That's not considered, you know, taking care of yourself, taking a little drink. Bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos v'yantif. V'chein, adds the Shulchan Aruch, ochlu mashin l'refuah mutar. Somebody needs medicine. If somebody needs to eat for refuah purposes, Not because, oh, I just want to feel better. That's not refuah. We can't kid ourselves. But if somebody really needs it, for refuah, especially let's say the doctor says you can't fast so long, and this might make a difference between weekday and Shabbos morning. If somebody's not going to be able to eat till 11:30, 12 o'clock on Shabbos, so then if the doctor prescribes that, you know, you need to eat something beforehand, then he can. Doesn't mean a five-course meal. Doesn't mean they should wash. It may, a little snack would be okay. The poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayi Adam, all talk about, is it only water? What if I want to have a cup of coffee? What if I want to have coffee with sugar? What if I want to have this? What if I want to... So there's a big discussion about sugar. Could you put the sugar in? Could you not put the sugar in? So the Minhag Olam, the poskim assume that maybe 100 years ago, it was very unusual to have sugar in your coffee or to have a flavor in your coffee. So that's where it's discussed. Yes, sugar, no sugar. Bisman hazeh, it's not something special to have sugar in the coffee. It's not something special to have it taste good. So therefore, the Minhag Olam is to be makel by having coffee. It doesn't mean that you should go to Starbucks and get the most fancy cappuccino with the cream and this, having this unbelievable super duper. You know, it just means a regular cup of coffee. You know, we shouldn't be focused so much. The point is the focus. If this is automatic, I need this to get awake. I need this to, you know, so then that's a drink. That's the Minhag Olam is to be makel. But something more than that, something extra special, that shouldn't happen before davening. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. V'tei, v'kofi, mutu l'shtosa kodem fila, kadesh yuchal l'chavein daito l'ispalel. Uveprat, ba'amakom ashiragilom behem, where it's the minhag is to do it. Vein misyashi v'das biltom, and a person can't focus or concentrate without having a drink. It doesn't mean, I can't focus without having a meal. No, you don't have, you have to try to push ourselves. It says, v'kol zeh below tzuku, below chalav, v'yolam nogen l'hakel l'shtos im tzukar, you have tzukar, you have sugar, you have chalav, That is the discussion. The Bir Halacha even says here, Kasvu Achronim, the Ish Chalash, She'enu Yachol Lahamen on Afsho, Ad Eish, Gomer and Tzibet Tfilas, Mbeis HaKnesses. Let's say somebody's weak, and they can't. They have to eat. They can't hold out so long. Tov Yoser, Lahatir Lo, Lehispalel, Be'atzmo, Be'beso, Ba'boker, V'yochal Ma'at, V'achach Yilcha, Mbeis HaKnesses, L'shmo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shar Divrei Kedusha. An unbelievable chiddush that the Bir Halacha says, and most Achronim argue on this. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes that this is not the minhag, but he quotes some Achronim that say, if you're not going to be able to daven properly without eating beforehand, better to daven at home by yourself, and then eat, and then go to shul to answer all of the Dvarim Shebekdusha. That is not Lamaisa. And I don't think most Rabbanim would give that psak. That's a very dangerous psak. It's a slippery slope. Again, we have to try to push ourselves. And if we need to go to an earlier minyan, if we need to. But that is the same message that is quoted here to this mitzvah about focusing on our guf before we focus on our nefesh. That is the same idea relating to eating before davening. Good, let's continue. Dini ha-mitzvah gamkei mevoram b'me'ila u'b'mekomas b'kachim. This mitzvah is a plain me'ila as well. Similar to what we said yesterday. If somebody eats before Zrikas Adam, they might not only violate this isser, they might violate the isser of me'ila. The isser of me'ila benefiting from the base of Mikdash, which we said was yesterday's, the source of that isser, was yesterday's as well. We didn't have a chance yesterday, but today is also the same idea. One violates Me'ila. I wanted to bring up one fascinating discussion in the Achronim about a story in Chumash. We know, as we were talking yesterday, today, all these mitzvahs have to do with benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash illegally, and there's an Isra Me'ila. Ask the Achronim, how could Yaakov Avinu lie on the rocks outside, right, where on Har Moria, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Yesh Lahakshos, says the Minchas Asher in Vayetze, Eichesh Tamish Yaakov Avanim Elu, Ho Avanim Elu Hektishen, Tuk Shilom Mizbechai, the Avram and Yitzchak. We know those rocks were the stones that Avram and Yitzchak already brought as a Mizbech, and they burned Karbanos on there. These were the rocks from the Akedah. It was on the Mizbeach. So how do you sleep on them? It's getting benefit. Isn't it Me'ila Behektish? That's a question of the Achronim. Isn't there Me'ila Behektish? How could Yaakov Avinu lie on these stones? So the Minchas Asher here summarizes five different approaches of the Achronim. How did he lie on them? The Panim Yafis, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, says, maybe he was Shogeg. He didn't realize it was the same rocks. He didn't realize because until he woke up. I didn't realize where I was. So it sounds like there's a Shogeg. Okay, a little difficult to say. So he did violate Me'ila. According to that, Yaakov Avinu, the Bechira Avos, he violated the Isser of Me'ila. Okay, that's one answer. Another idea could be that he suggests the Efshar, says the Minchas Asher, we all know the Rashi in kindergarten. All the rocks blended into one. They were all fighting. They became one. We know there's a principle called Shinui Kona. Once something changes its element changes the reality, it's a new idea. It's a new it's a new chefza, right? And that has nafkaminas for gezel. I don't have to return the item. I have to return money. It has nafkaminas for esnan zona. The Gemara says in Perek Meruba, in the seventh Perek in Baba Kama, that it's not called an esnan zona anymore if there's a shinui. So too here. Maybe there's no me'ila. There were rocks before, but once they became one, so there is no iser of me'ila anymore. Others say, Magen Avraham writes in one place, pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, right? There were wild animals and he was protecting himself. How is he protecting? Just his head. They could have jumped over it. We usually picture it as small stones. Either way, a number of answers. The last one that Minchas Asher suggests is that maybe the point is, did Yaakov really get benefit? He put it down to protect himself from wild animals, but wild animals never came. Right? He didn't sleep on them, possibly. He put them around his head. So he was just getting hanah from protection, but it ended up he didn't get any hanah from them. What, it's hanah that he was calmer and that he was more benachas ruach? I don't know if you can measure that. No, if they really protected him, but they didn't protect him because the Kaddish Baruch Hu protected him, then no wild animals come. Either way, there's different answers given to why it was not me'ila according to most achronim. So that also relates. This iser of eating the karban before the Zrikas Adam would also be a violation of Me'ilah as well. As the Chinuch has said, this mitzvah also is one that applies always if somebody has a karban today and they eat it. So that's before Zrikas Adam. So therefore, one would violate this Isser as well. Okay, we'll stop here and we will continue next time with the last mitzvah in our Pasuk.